It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. No Fritz. Haven't even heard from him at all today. The hell's up with that guy? We're Chickies in South Philly.
He's busy, man.
But he's not that busy. Want to go to this weekend's Eagles playoff game? If you come to Chickies in South Philly Friday night, there's an Eagles pep rally. You can win tickets. Swoop will be here. Cheerleaders will be here. That is this Friday at Chickies in South Philly. Big news, Ike. Per Jeremy Fowler of ESPN.
Tired of Jeremy Fowler.
Well, what did he do?
Well, he's the one who wrote the story that Nick Sirianni may get fired after if
he's really?
The first week. Yeah.
Well, here we go. Jeremy Fowler.
Tired of him, yeah.
The Saints have requested a head coaching interview with Eagles offensive coordinator Kellen Moore.
Whoa.
Now, egg on our faces.
Yeah.
Because both of us were like, Kellen Moore ain't getting head coach interviews.
Yeah. Now, well, he's not getting a job.
You don't think?
No.
Do you think the Saints job? Now, the Saints, I guess Spencer Rattler is their future at quarterback because it's not going to be Derek Carr. No. I wonder if that's a good job or not, the Saints job.
I would say no.
Yeah.
I would say no.
If you're Kellen Moore, you got a good situation here. You probably want to leave for a good job, but there's only so many NFL head coaching jobs.
And you drafted that kid last year, so are you in the market for a quarterback this year? How much does he like Spencer Rattler?
Right. Well, I could tell him based on my YouTube scouting is that Spencer Rattler was actually the best quarterback in the draft. But
you didn't say he was the best.
I did.
You said he was the best?
So my rankings on YouTube rankings.
You said that.
My rankings were in last year's draft were Rattler 1, Bo Nix 2, Penix 3. It's pretty good.
Yeah, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Yeah. How Rattler can
Rattler,
play.
Yeah, he's still young. So
yeah, give him a chance. Give him a chance. I liked his YouTube. What do you want out of him?
Well, and he had a defensive coach.
He did.
He had a defensive coach with no real – I look at the Saints and I'm like, what are we doing? We got – you got Alvin Kamara.
Right.
Who's too old.
Yep.
Chris Olave can't stay healthy.
Right.
What else do you have?
I'm always interested in the guys that have to interview for jobs while the playoffs are going on, right?
So when would he even – he doesn't have a bye week, so he wouldn't be able to interview.
He would. I mean, he'll interview, I think. He's not going to not interview. I mean, unless they wait until
– during a week?
I don't know. Does he do it on Tuesday? Does he do it today?
Oh, so this is one of those things where you don't come in. You just interview over the phone.
Maybe you do a Zoom thing. Or I don't know.
I guess.
Yeah. If you're him, you got to take the interview, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you take the interview. Yeah. But he's been on a few of these.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he has.
Yeah, remember, he's been on a few jobs. The Eagles interviewed him for the head
coaching
job.
Oh, right. That's right. When they hired Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's another head coach that's floating out there, Mr. Doug Peterson.
Dougie P.
Now, if you're Doug, I don't know what his contract was like. I don't know how many years he gets paid after this. At least one, because I know he wasn't
lame Doug.
Probably
a five-year deal.
Yeah.
Probably.
I wonder what the relationship with Doug and the Eagles is like. Now, I don't know what you would
want. Oh, you mean like bringing Doug back? The OC?
Let's say Kellen Moore gets hired by the New Orleans Saints.
Right.
Would you hire Doug as your offensive coordinator?
How does that work?
I don't know.
Man has a statue outside over there. What does Nick do with that?
Look, Nick's an egoless guy. Nick's been really good at the, you know.
Sure, but I don't know if he wants the former Super Bowl head coach in the building with him.
I don't know. Like a little Dougie Fee in there. A little Dougie Fee in the room.
Listen, we would love it.
Oh, are you kidding me?
As a media, yeah, we would love it.
Oh.
I don't know. I wonder what happens with Doug, man. Honestly, it's a couple openings out there. You got the Raiders job. They haven't officially fired whatchamacallit yet, have they?
No.
Antonio Pierce.
Chicago job's open. Dallas job might be open. We don't know.
Right.
Who else? The Jets job.
Yeah, the Jets.
Yep.
Yeah.
And by the way, how about the Jets interviewing head coaches before they've hired a general manager?
Yeah, really.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Just continue to do things wrong.
What general manager is going in there? Did they interview Louis Riddick?
They did. Okay. And Woody Johnson had to deny yesterday that his 18-year-old son has influence over football decisions. You know the organization is
what the
hell
not. What is that about?
Well, because there was a report that Brick Johnson, his 17-year-old son at the time, would read the internet and tell Woody Johnson what they were saying on the internet, and then they would make
this. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
boy, I tell you.
Well, it was an athletic story that I think Joe Douglas probably was the was an unnamed source in that. But yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that would be my guess. I don't know that
for sure.
You're
throwing shade?
Yeah. Well, all right, 215-5.
Hold on. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah.
But then I also see it's the last 2 weeks they run together because we've only been in on Mondays.
Right.
So I missed some stories. But then, wasn't there something out there about Howie and the Jets?
So it was actually an interesting article. There was an article about what the Jets should do moving forward.
Yeah.
And in the last part, somebody said you might need to take a big sort of like out-of-the-box swing at somebody and mentioned, and it was a league source not saying that they were looking at Howie or not saying that Howie wanted to, but naming Howie as a guy. They were talking about giving a percentage of ownership.
Right, I saw that.
You know, to get him out of wherever he is.
That's what you would have to do.
Yes, you would have to.
Yeah, you would have to do that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying
a Howie Godfather offer.
Right, yeah. Like, yeah, sometimes if somebody's willing to give you the keys to the castle.
Can I give a little advice to Howie right now?
Yeah.
All right, Howie. It's just me and you. No one's listening. Occasionally, you're working in Philadelphia, and you do such a good job that New York wants to hire you. And you think to yourself, wow, New York, it's great.
It's the place to go.
It's the place to go. Howie, the congestion tax just started, and they're going to charge you $9 to drive into the city. Now, I know the Jets practice facility is in New Jersey.
Yeah.
I'm just saying sometimes, Howie, bigger is not always better. Going from Philadelphia to New York, not always the move you want to make.
Yep.
So what I want you to do, Howie, is I want you to look around at the people you work with. You probably like. They have mm-hmm. your respect.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing well. Mm-hmm. You're well-respected.
Yeah.
The grass is not always greener on the New York side of the street.
Yeah.
That's my message to Howie.
I would agree with you. I'm not leaving the Philadelphia Eagles to go to the Jets.
Not with an owner who there's a rumor that his 17-year-old son is making calls.
Yeah.
And if you have to deny it, that means at least there's some truth to it.
Yep.
I think on some level for that.
I agree. Yeah. Well, I tell you, a lot of stuff just thrown against the wall last week.
Oh, yeah. They waited till we were off. Reese in North Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Reese?
Oh, Reese is back.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Reese?
What's up, Reese?
Oh, last time I called, I got hung up on. So I'm going to talk about the quarterback that I like. Tanner don't need no Sunshine McKee. That boy was looking beautiful out there yesterday. I must say, he's my favorite Eagle quarterback since number five. Well, no, Carson is Carson, but since Carson, number five.
And Tanner McKee is your favorite Eagles quarterback since Carson.
What about Nick Foles?
Love the guy. Listen, but he won the Super Bowl, so that's automatic. I'm just meaning before. Everybody like him.
Yeah, sort of the same stature as Foles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He looks like Nick Foles. Yeah. Right there. Yeah.
Throws a pretty ball like Foles does.
Strong arm, and he gets rid of the ball quickly. So in two more years, 2026, I will be surprised if he's not our starting quarterback. But let's get to the game this weekend.
Okay.
This is a blowout. We're going to win by double digits, two touchdowns at least. The defense is going to dominate. Home game. Jordan Love is not there. He's not 100%. The receiver I see just was hurt. So this weekend, cupcake game, double digit win. We can exhale and can worry about the week after.
That's my take on the game.
Well, listen, I know you'll be ready to flame somebody if that doesn't happen. I know who you'll be flaming first if that doesn't happen.
I need you to stay strong, Reese, because, you know, if for some reason they don't win and you go to blame the quarterback, everyone's just going to say he didn't play for 3 weeks, he was still concussed. So I need you to be prepared because your side's going to have a fight on their hands.
Yep.
I've already said I'm not going to negatively talk the quarterback.
Okay.
The starting quarterback while the playoffs is on.
Because
everybody been saying I'm bad juju. I'm not really a fan. My uncle just blocked me last week. So I tell you know what? I'm not going to say nothing negative.
Okay.
But the day the season ends, if the season ends and I'm not happy, all these weeks and days of not saying nothing,
All these weeks and days of not saying nothing. We're on day one, Reese.
And no, well, he's basically saying he hasn't said anything since me and him last talked.
Well, yeah. By the way, he led his call off with Tanner McKee as his favorite Eagles quarterback in 5 years.
And so. I didn't jump at it. You threw the bait out there. You threw it out there. You thought I was going to jump on it. I didn't. I didn't say anything because I like Tanner McKee too. I'm with you.
The name is Tanner. Don't need no sunshine.
Don't need no sunshine. Like
it. That's right, my Reese. Right there, baby.
All right, Reese. Thank you for
and
the
it's
call.
It's funny because Reese sounds like he was in the LTBB.
It does. It does. Yep.
And
LTBB people. To a certain extent, not you.
No, I agree.
Had something
you.
Against
yes.
Jalen.
Yes. Yep. Yes. And I've tried to get them to let it go and support Jalen. You should have seen us in 2021 and 2022.
Oh, I can imagine. Well, because coming from the other side of it as an anti-Carson guy, and I know no one will believe this, I was a very pro-Hurts guy because he came in there. I was like, look, they're so much better with him. Look, they're so much better. So I can understand where the animosity between the LTBBB and the
NGL. They held on. He was one extra B.
Yes.
they held that on hurts. To it. I tried to do the adult thing. And the correct fan thing, which is support our starting quarterback. But even I can admit, it wasn't until 2022.
Right, that you really got on board.
Yeah. Well, he earned it. He earned it in 2022. 2021, I still had a lot of questions.
All right, we are in the new year. And when we get into the new year, what we do as humans is we do New Year's resolutions. We do that. We think about how we're going to improve our lives. Well, you should think about improving the lives of those around you. And when I say those around you, I mean your pets. I mean your dog and your cat. George Parenti, the lead dog at Dogs and Cats Rule, says that if you're going to care about your health and well-being, right, you're going to eat better, you're going to go to the gym, all those things, you should do the same for your dog and cat. So maybe your dog has an allergy or maybe a food allergy. Maybe it licks its paws too much. Maybe your cat is shedding in a way that is too much. Maybe got too heavy. You go to Dogs and Cats Rule, the best pet store there is, the only pet store you need, and the staff at Dogs and Cats Rule is going to lead you down the right path, the right supplements for your dog or cat, the right food for your dog or cat, and the staff at Dogs and Cats Rule is the best. I know you're not used to this going to a pet store, but Dogs and Cats Rule is different. Every person at all of their 7 locations is prepared to answer those questions for you. Take all the time you need. They also have top-of-the-line products. High-quality food, supplements, local, high-quality products, and you're going to get the answers you need out of the staff at Dogs and Cats Rule. There are 7 locations. 5 in Pennsylvania, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell, and 2 in New Jersey, Pennington and Princeton. You got to go to Dogs and Cats Rule. If you want to know the exact locations of any of these stores, Dogs and Cats, dogsandcatsrule.pet. Shop small, shop local, shop family.
Did you have any New Year's resolutions?
Now, I'm not a resolution guy.
Well.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. I do one every year. I do something every year.
Do you stick to them?
Nah.
Okay.
But I like to do it because it's tradition. Now, I'm going to eat better this year.
Okay.
Going to eat better this year. Not going full vegetarian.
Okay.
I love my meats.
Yes.
Shout out to Deets and Watson.
Yep.
But I do have to dial it back a little bit. I got to dial the red meat back a little bit.
There you go.
Got to dial it back a little bit.
There you go. Maybe a little more chicken and fish.
A little more chicken and fish this year.
There you go.
I think that's what I'm leaning towards.
I think I was pretty neutral on New Year's resolutions for years. And then I became a gym guy. Now, I'm not a gym guy anymore because I can't run or lift or anything because my hip. And what would happen at the gym is for the first 3 weeks of January, every machine that you normally would get on without a weight would be some New Year's resolution who decided that they're gonna be, and it would make the first 3 weeks of every year a nightmare at the gym. So I became anti-resolution people because you never stick to it.
Nope.
Never.
Nope.
I got my eye on you, though, Reese.
Yeah, I need you. Hold me accountable.
I will hold you.
Yeah, you and my wife both. Yes, a lot of people. They know me, man.
I'll hold you accountable.
Yeah, a couple of those pictures didn't look right towards the end of the year. It was a good winter holiday, too. Yeah.
You know,
I've been wearing mostly sweatshirts of late. Yeah.
I can hold you accountable. You know who else? The guy who normally sits on your other side. Fritzy's been pretty good about
it. I've seen him.
He's a new man.
I've seen him.
So.
Hitting the gym, too. Hit the gym this year.
There you go.
Hit the gym and I had to get my body back right, man.
There you go.
Look like a snack once again.
Maybe some push-ups?
Yeah,
maybe.
Some push-ups.
You used to have the curls.
I used to do all that stuff, man, when I was still...
Should I bring the dumbbells into the studio? You used to have the dumbbells. Nah. You stole Bonaducci's dumbbells, I think.
Well, I didn't steal them.
Well, yeah, he was gone,
there.
Right. Bonaducci had a pull-up bar in the studio,
yep.
And he had dumbbells.
Yep.
So the last four... Well, actually, let's compare this Eagles regular season. I want to see where you'd rank it. Mm-hmm. Eagles regular season compared to the three regular seasons since 2000 they went to the Super Bowl. It's 2022, 2017, 2004.
Yeah.
Regular season only. And I know it's hard to just think about regular season.
Yeah.
But where would you rank this Eagles team's performance compared to those other three teams?
Okay. So... Man, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Well, and it's hard to do when you think about the fact that you know those teams went to the Super Bowl.
Right.
But I'm just saying.
I'm just looking at the regular season.
Yeah.
This was Saquon. This year, to me, this was Saquon's year. Like,
right.
This year was about Saquon.
17 was about Carson.
Yep. And it was so exciting, though, with Saquon this year.
Yes.
So here's the thing. Here's the funny thing. 2022 is last.
I would agree.
Yeah, the opponents that they beat that year, it didn't do it for me. It just didn't do it for me. It was a great year. They went to the Super Bowl, but when you're just talking about compared to those other three seasons, I think it pales in comparison. The 17 year, 17, and I know they won the Super Bowl, but it's the year Carson had. And then the fact he didn't finish the year and Nick had to finish the year. Like, that was, like, truly a team-oriented team.
And as that season went on, that team got better and better as the season went on. Like, they really found their groove, and they were definitely the best team in the NFL.
The one thing about us in 2004, we started out as a dominant team.
Right.
Like, we're coming off the NFC Championship loss to Carolina. We add T.O. and the freak, Javon Kearse. And we came out like gangbusters. I still to this day say we only lost two games that year. We lost to Pittsburgh, and we lost the Super Bowl. Everybody else, I mean, we gave the last two games away at the end of the season, but we would have clearly beaten everyone else that year. So I would – and this year
– Now they've.
So I would go 04 first, this year second, and then 17.
Really?
Think.
You have this year over 17. Here's why I would have 17 over.
Okay.
Because 04 and 17, I think consensus was that the Eagles were the best team in the NFL.
Right.
I don't think that consensus doesn't exist this year. And that
you're right.
They're fifth in Super Bowl odds. Now, I know 17 Super Bowl odds were lower because of Foles, but when we're just thinking about
the regular season,
There was only really 2 weeks this year where there was talk that the Eagles were the best team in the NFL. And I think ending the year, I don't think people think they're the best team in the NFL. I mean, they're fifth in Super Bowl odds. So I would have them third. Now, that is not disrespect to this year. I don't think in any way. That 17 team was awesome, and the 04 team was awesome.
Yeah.
This team was really, really good. But I don't think they were dominant in the way that those two teams were.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you might just change my mind on that one. Because this was a weird sort of, even with the defense being as good as it's been, we talked about this earlier, there isn't the real dynamic play or dominant, other than Jalen Carter, we don't have that player that's making plays every game. They had some guys that flashed, and don't get me wrong there.
Vaughn would be the closest.
Yeah, and listen, it's the first time we finished ranked number one in defense since 1991, so I don't want to shortchange them and how good they've been this year.
And by the way,
they played better competition this year than we did in 2022.
We could look back at this defense, and if in 5 years Zach Bond is a perennial All-Pro, Quinion Mitchell is, Cooper DeGene evolves into what he is, Jalen Carter stays, maybe we look back on this defense and we say, oh, they were more talented than we thought they were.
Yeah.
Like, there were more game changers on the team than
they
we
were
thought.
Just scratching the surface this year before they become – by the way, real quick.
Yeah.
Shout out to Neff yesterday. Neff, you had 12 tackles yesterday.
Yes, it was good to see
him. All over the field, Jeremiah Trotter Jr., making plays. I saw him. Saw 54 out there. Look good.
Well, and it was nice to see him, too, because at the beginning of this year, we thought there was a significant chance he would be starting.
Hope it didn't force the Eagles to change their mind about paying Zach Bond.
Yeah. I think their mind was already made up, to be honest with you. I don't think they're keeping Zach Bond.
You don't think so?
Nah. It's just not the way that – now, I know last offseason they paid a running back, and that doesn't seem like an Eagles thing to do.
Yeah.
And it was something out of the ordinary for the Eagles. But the Eagles paying a linebacker – now, the market for Zach Bond will potentially, you know – maybe there's not as big a market as I think
right.
there's going to be.
Right.
But when you're talking about a player who probably should be at least in the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year, should be in conversation for All-Pro, I think relatively young. I think he's 27 or 28.
Yeah.
I think there would be a pretty big market for him.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a number.
I'm going to surprise you. I think they get it done.
Really?
I do. I think they get it done. I think he wants to be here. Vic Fangio believed in him. So this is where he's gotten his real first chance to shine as a starter. And they use him correctly. It may help us that he's 27 years old.
That they think there's a runway there.
Well, because a 24-year-old is going to be much more attractive to everyone else.
Right.
27-year-old, you may get away with a 3-year deal on him. Like a 3-year deal. Maybe a nice little $15 to $20 million signing bonus, right? And somewhere around $7 a year. Like, you may be able to get him with that.
I'm going to go look at – here's highest paid – we'll do this later. At the – man, Roquan Smith making $20 million a year.
Right.
Fred Warner, $19 a year. Tremaine Edmonds, $18 a year.
And the Eagles aren't going there.
No.
They are not going there.
Yeah.
With Zach Bond.
All right. So, coming up next, we will have the top five at five.
With 7 or 8 million.
With Buzz.
They might go where?
Buzz is going to hand out game balls.
Buzz?
Well, there's no Fritz.
Yeah, and Buzz, I'm just telling you, I don't think I didn't hear you last week. You know, it was a lot of
What did Buzz do?
Well, not necessarily him leading the charge, but he, you know, John Johnson. And he let some stuff kind of slide, Buzz.
Disrespect in our time
Buzz,
slot.
Right? Yeah, you're part of this time slot to a degree. I expect you to hold it down when we're not in and not let people run amok on the show.
I was hosting middays. Johnson was doing afternoons.
No, I thought you were on with him once or twice.
I was not.
Okay, so we can't blame Buzz.
I can't even blame you.
All right, we'll blame someone
else. I'll take all that back then.
We'll blame someone else.
Who was on with Buzz? Who was on with John Johnson?
Morgenstein a couple of days. I think it was mostly him.
Ah, okay. That's why everything was just...
Yeah, well, we're going to have a little talk with everybody.
We all sound the same back here, I guess?
Wow.
Well, no, the problem is I don't remember exactly when it was that I heard you on the air. And you're right, it was you and Cal Quinn on the air at the same time.
Correct,
and
yeah.
Speaking, yes. You know who doesn't sound the same as you guys? Is that Luke? Is that his name?
Luke Nichols, yeah.
Yeah.
Who the hell is that?
Dude, a part-time producer. He has the deepest voice I've ever heard in my entire life.
I think I did hear him, but I didn't know who the hell that was.
It sounds like a bit. I heard him on the air doing, I think he was producing middays one day. I was like, what the hell is this? He's like,
hey, everyone.
It sounded like a joke, sounded like the Jolly Green Giant or something. All right. So Buzz handles top five of five is
Alrighty.
Next. With your calls, 215-592-9494. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.